Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly comments for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, May 11th. Currently, we've got the grains mixed, corn down a penny and a quarter, beans up 3.25 cents, wheat down 3.5 cents. We had the frost over the weekend. Obviously, nobody's too concerned with corn being down a penny. It was up 2-3 cents overnight and it's backed off here today. We've got the reports out tomorrow. They should show us with wheat basically unchanged, corn up 132 million bushels, beans up 8 million bushels. But it's next year's carryouts that have got people concerned on the corn. They're estimating a 3.4 billion bushel crop. That's the largest I can remember in quite some time. And I would imagine the market won't take that very well if they get it. So, you know, the funds are short. That's the only positive thing out here. Maybe we open lower and the funds start to cover tomorrow. I don't know. But overall, the bean stocks for this coming up year are going to be looking at 430 carryout. That's reasonable out here. The wheat, 814. That's down about 150 million. So I think there's, will the wheat be bullish enough to drag the corn up? Will the beans be bullish enough? Nobody knows. The weather looks pretty good. We're guessing for tonight's report, 60 to 70% of the corn planted, maybe 35 to 40% of the beans planted. So I think overall, you know, we're moving along at a pretty good clip out here. It's going to take either huge demand from the Chinese or a major weather problem this summer in order to change these numbers out here. I really don't see a whole lot of help from the government in terms of they're buying $3 billion worth of food, but I don't see it affecting the grains much. You know, I don't know what to tell you guys. It's a tough year when you see what's happening in the cattle business with packers making a fortune and the guy that's raising the beef is taking a beating out here. And obviously grain farmers aren't doing very well either. So there's, you know, still a lot of risk out here going into the reports. I would hardly recommend buying some cheap, short-dated puts on the corn to try to get you through this report in case it's really negative and the market really takes a big dive out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.